Jelly Two Fly, you already know what it is. We out here. We love hip hop. Stay tuned. We rocking. Judy!
Malaysia, aka Mel Black Rose. Shout out, We Love Hip Hop.
Thomas and this bitch, are you dumb? Shout out, We Love Hip Hop, huh?
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back. Some fat ass joint, too.
Some good shit. Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us. We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Back, I called Becky with the good hair. Yeah, you know the one B was singing about. Now I'm the nigga all the women say they dreaming about. Hard work and determination with the team about. Drop late nights, now the whole world fiending out. On the road to riches, pops told me keep shining, stay away from these bogus niggas. Might pop up, fresher than Downey, by the Bayside. Chick with me looking like.
Shout out to Mickey D's.
Up all night thinking I'm gonna get it. Would I make a wop to feed my
World's
stomach?
Just no luck,
get so fucked. Please don't judge this life, don't live it, cause y'all don't seem to really comprehend it. I was broke a while ago, no one had my back. Started flipping packs, double that sack. Living my bitch, put her on another ad. The hair on the glow, with your fake friends. Why are you playing with peace with me? Make it to the top, make it to the hills. Why are you trying to end me? You think I'm a girl, I won't let it spray. Laughing niggas say, yeah, okay. Thanks for my hitties, y'all motivate me. Everyone down, now look where I stay. House so fat, car so fast.
Shout out to ladies out there. All right, so we are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Morfaya, aka Media Rick, aka Mr. AKA, and yeah, to the right of me. Wait a minute. Herc, Herc changed. Herc changed on me.
Herc's but, not coming no more.
What's to the right of me?
To the right of me is your girl, Malaysia. I'm from Vibe 105, The Plug, every Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m.
Jeez.
So I'm just going to be taking over for this episode. So don't, like, I don't want no one coming to fight me. Like,
don't worry, Herc. Herc's not lurking. Watching at home. What the fuck is going on over there? And also, we have another special guest in the building with us today. You know what I mean? And just to let you know before I introduce our special guest, I'm trying to do an all ladies month all the way through February, all right?
Okay.
All right? So shout out to all the ladies out there. And with that being said, we have Jelly Two Fly in the building. You got some AKAs for me, Jelly?
AKA. Tell your mama I said hi. AKA Two Fly, man. No, I mean, they know what's up. They know the name.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're back, and it's another Thursday morning for the people who are listening right now. We're over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge over at 529 Young Street. That's at the corner of Young and Wellesley. You could rent out the spot, or Youngsterdam Event Space is now it's called. You could rent out the spot for like booking for sports events, dance events, all that type of good stuff. Quick fast, if you want to hit them up on Instagram at Youngsterdam_lounge. Shout out to all the people who are in the listening audience, listening via SoundCloud, iTunes, we're on Stitcher. What other digital or DSPs are out there in the world?
I don't know.
Deezer. You know what I'm saying? We everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to y'all in your cubicles doing whatever you do. Whether you're working at Mickey D's and you're not taking care of the order because you're listening to the mandem, or you're getting in trouble with your boss because you're hearing too much.
Too much tea.
And just to let y'all know, you're not going to be able to hear the sound effects, but don't worry.
I was like, what's happening?
Sav's giving me the warning to just clean up on all night.
Pat your nose, man. Pat your nose.
Under the eyebrows, too?
There we go.
Comment gang strong. Black History Month for all the people out there. You know what I'm saying? Quick side note I want to talk to y'all about, even with Black History Month. Do you guys feel that Black History Month is not getting the same amount of hype in 2019 as it usually does?
You mean it's like, not getting the same amount of hype that it's been getting since like 2000?
But like since
if we want to be real.
When was Black History Month? When did we ever get any hype? Like, I don't even remember a time.
We've
never really had a real Black History Month, if you think about it.
This is true.
Like, as you, like, when you were in school, do you ever remember like them doing something like the entire month for Black History Month?
Let me tell you something. What I learned in 2012, actually, and I never learned this ever in school, ever. Going to school here, going to school in Florida, I never learned it once. And, you know, like 2 hours away, they still, like, racist as shit. In Owen Sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And them places. Like, I had went to Ghana, did, like, a documentary, came back. Hey! We went to, like, shout out my Ghanaians, you already know. Nah, but you know, we was doing shout out Stolen from Africa. We was doing a documentary with them, and and that was like, we came back and the fact the dude that was giving us the trip was whiter than me, but he was blacker than all of us together. Like, right. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, he's like, yeah, man, they don't like us over here. And this is like 4 years ago. Like,
yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So it's like, and we never learned that in school growing up. That 2 hours away from here.
Yeah.
The first slaves were free. Like, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and that was literally right here. That's history. You get what I'm saying? But we never learned that type of shit out here. Like,
I think our history book had like, for like Black history in Canada, it was like 3 pages. I don't even remember it being like,
I don't
anything.
Even remember a history book having Black history in it at all.
They had, it was like, you know, they,
oh yeah, they had like Martin Luther King,
Underground Railroad,
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, they
had the celebrities of Black history.
You know what it is? Because y'all, I went to school in Montreal.
Oh,
so that's
okay,
like some different type of history, right? That's
just some just to the Montreal people.
It's nothing.
Our racism, we get deep.
Yeah,
man. We got some Black history stuff in the books. What? That must have been after me going to school back in the 1950s or whatever that people are going to say in the comments. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying?
This guy said it. We still on the comments.
We still are.
Said it, bro. Don't let that shit get to you, man.
Yo.
Fuck them, bro. Can I say that? Fuck them.
Yo, people are always going to have something to say. Like, at the end of the day, it's just like, yo, if you are, you have your market of who you are fucking targeting. And if it's not the people are you're interested in, who gives a fuck, yo? Like,
you know what it is? It's because our audience is, quote unquote, the mandem, right? And the mandem can be rough.
Excited.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's no questions like, yo,
who,
can you run
the
two?
The mandem, fam?
No, there's a conglomerate that, called though? The mandem.
Is that like an unspoken thing?
It's, listen, the mandem, it could be from the west, they could be from the east, they could be from wherever. But right, when they congregate of more than two or three
that's the
guys,
mandem. So there's no particular.
Become the mandem.
So they can be from any
so
type,
it's not
anywhere.
A specified group. It's a random bunch of mandem.
It's a species.
Random bunch of mandem.
You know what I'm saying? And when the mandem are not happy, they're like, yo, you're a waste.
But sometimes you take that. Sometimes.
But what if it's a waste mandem that's saying that to you?
It's usually it's a waste mandem.
But have you ever took it as sometimes criticism could actually just be checking. Room for improvement? Because sometimes you may think one way, right? And then someone may make a negative comment to try to hurt you. But then it could be something like a new suggestion and be like, Or is everyone that comments on your page is waste? No one has any good suggestions?
No. There's a lot of great suggestions that I get. But I also could differentiate the difference between, yo, you know, if you guys did this and this, it'd be dope. Or, yo, I'd love to see so-and-so on the show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or why haven't you had so-and-so on the show yet? That's more of like, I can deal with a stern constructive criticism, like, I really want to see this person, you're sleeping on them.
Yeah.
But when it's like, yo, your interviews are waste, fam.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It should be like,
I mean, but you have to expect
that. You should be like, let's continue dialogue. That. Why was it waste? So if they never have a reason,
but
then that's wasting too much time, right?
That's wasting
too much time, right?
this why is the comments I'm going to be. Why was it waste?
Why even respond?
Give me three good reasons why it was waste, and then I'll keep your comment. You know, I don't even take the comments down. But shout out to the comment gang. One thing also.
They serve their purpose.
You know what I'm saying? Like comment gang. Also, subscribe. Keep on forgetting. We're on
press
video
that too. Red button, man.
Right there. It's right underneath. It's right underneath Alicia. Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I figured it out this time.
It's right there.
I've been editing. Alicia's looking like what? Where? What? Okay,
I'm like.
No, there's gonna be a little button that appears right there. It's just a subscribe button. You hit that.
Oh.
And you subscribe.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. That was like a
moment. You know what I'm saying? So make sure to hit that notification bell so you'll know when we're dropping new videos, and we dropping videos regular.
Let's get that.
Top six. Y'all ready for this top six in Toronto?
All right.
The coveted top six list that it's become now.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. How does this work? Like, so if I didn't like it, am I allowed to say it, or just have you to just nod it. My head and just go?
You can say it. I'm not going to be playing it, but I'm going to be just announcing them.
Great.
If it's a song that you heard and you don't like it, you could say, yo, I don't like it.
Okay.
But, you know, white people can also say nigger. It's just whatever they want to do.
That's how you feel. How you feel.
Anybody can say how they feel. What happens afterward when men are like, yo, fam, I saw you on We Love Hip Hop. You said my song was shit, dog.
I know, it's true. You know what I mean? Just because you can say something, maybe you have to check your audience. So I get what you're saying. I overstand what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know what? If it's shit and you think it's shit, say
shit. No, but I'm not going to hear it, so now it doesn't even matter. I thought I was hearing that.
Well, I'll just keep sipping this tea.
Because I know Jelly, as an active MC out there, she's keeping tabs. She knows who the fuck's got bars, who got good tunes. So when you hear some of these tunes, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, all right.
I mean, everybody got their own thing going on, man, so, you know.
It's a good list, though. Trust me. And the way it's compiled, Tuesday morning, I drop an editorial video. I put 10 tracks on that list. Right, okay. That have dropped between Thursday morning and the next Tuesday or whatever, next Monday night, right? So with that, then people choose to find out who's going to be the top six, and they leave their comments and they let people know who their favorites are. All right? So number six, Burner Bands, Goons. So for y'all, you know who Burner Bands is.
I actually seen the video today.
You saw that video? Mm.
Yeah.
Fire.
Seen that shit today.
Fire. Yeah. Fire. Big up Burner Bands. He's We Love Hip Hop alumni two times now.
Okay.
Right? He hasn't had the solo interview yet, but he's been here with FB, and he was here just lately with YG.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Big interview. That's so big up to Burner Bands. Number five, though. Lil Barrett featuring Lowski, Go and Get It. Okay.
Never heard that one yet.
You didn't hear that one yet?
Yeah.
Big up Lil Barrett. Lowski is an artist out of the UK.
So, okay.
They were on Grime Daily because that video was premiered on Grime Daily.
Where did they shoot it?
I have no idea. I think it might be
Iceland?
Somewhere.
No. That wasn't that video?
Listen, the scenery was some lush, crazy.
I don't know. There's some video where Youngin just shot something in Iceland or something. Like
if that's where they were saying, if he said that on Instagram or something, then that's where it is. Cause
if that's Young, yeah, man, that shit was hard.
When you watch back in post, or like when you get a chance to see that, you're gonna be like, holy shit, where this young motherfucker?
Probably.
Right? And the drift, this motherfucker had the snowsuit. I'm like, where are these guys getting these gears right now? Like,
wow,
they got the plug, man.
Send me the plug. Fam, like, come on! I need to get my drip up. You know
so you wear a snowsuit?
So you? Hell yeah! You gotta ask him like that. So you wear a snowsuit?
Second.
Like, I mean, we didn't question it when we was young. Why we questioning it now?
If it's a sick snowsuit, like if it's like I don't know, like a Montclair snowsuit, head to toe, I'm doing it, yo.
But would you wear like those big ones, like those big fluffy ones? No, like
I'm just thinking of the meme right now. You're talking about the one that looks like a garbage
ain't
that bag.
Ain't fucked up looking at you. See that shit though? You see how like we crazy now in our heads? Because like the first thing we think about before we even do something is like, shit, what's somebody gonna think or who gonna make a meme out of it? Like that is
like
you can't
Michelin
even
man.
Live nowadays, man. God damn.
Yeah. The one.
I'm just thinking about the meme.
You gotta think twice. It's true.
You don't want to get memed, yo. Listen, this is what kept me from wearing like big hats, because I'm gonna become a meme.
Why? Oh yeah. You know what? You know what's so weird? I don't think like that at all. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. I think
at first I used to be like, oh my god, this person's watching. Oh my god, this auntie. Oh my god, what is everybody gonna say? But at the end of the day, even if you like look innocent or you put everything in, like, that looks proper, someone always has something to say. Yeah. So just like with you in the fucking comments, it's never gonna stop.
It's not gonna stop.
Never, never, never.
They're supposed to be there, man.
This
you
week
know
the
saying?
Comic gang is gonna get at me extra hard.
Be like, yo, who's that black chick? No, who's she? Who the fuck? Why she?
Who's that dyke? Who's that dyke? I know.
Looking like a banana.
We don't hurt it all, man. We don't hurt it all. Come on.
Okay, so let's get back to our list.
We don't hurt it all.
Amazing. I love it.
So, number four, French on time. Okay, so big up to the whole CLE, not Cleveland.
I like
3M.
That
yeah. Yeah, man, doing big things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We would love some right edited music, like, so we can actually play it on the radio. Like, honestly, like, there's so many tracks that we like and that we hear, and we cannot play it because your music is not edited. So, just FYI, we're interested too. Just letting you guys know, we would like to hear some edited music properly. And guys, come do interviews.
Hello? The radio is asking for interviews.
Not everybody, but you know.
Okay, and a message, okay? If you guys take up Malaysia on her offer, do not bring 30 of the Mandem over to 105.5, okay?
Do you remember?
It's not a good look.
Yeah, he used to do back in the day.
I've done it before.
Yep, I remember.
Didn't work out.
Actually did work out, but didn't work out.
They didn't really, at that time, I think, the whole hip-hop scene, you guys are hood, so it's like, that mentality, just walk through, like, you know what I mean? And just kale up who you know, and you don't really, like, network and try to meet different people. That was, like, the old mentality. I'm not sure if it's still like that now, because I find the younger generation is a little bit better.
It's funny what you're just reminding me of, because I'm telling people, don't be rolling deep, and then you just reminded me, back in the Empire days.
That's all you did.
We rolled fucking stupid deep. We did not leave with less than 10 people in our entourage.
And
I don't know what the fuck.
I mean,
but that was the
parties.
Thing, though, back in the day. Like, that was the that's how you rocked. That's how you pulled up. Like,
weren't you the guys the ones that had that stripper party?
No,
strip
we were
pop attend, or something?
We were there.
Oh.
It was the Freddie Fame party, but we were like, we didn't do the party. I'm not saying that we wouldn't, because that shit was lit. But rap and stripping at the same time?
I think that's
what
I started judging you guys. I'm like, what kind of party
night.
Is this?
That's a lot.
No respect for
that's
females.
A wild night,
yeah, that was a pretty good night. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. let's get back to our list, though. Number 3, Troy the Enigma, Razor My Ear. Okay, now that's some trippy ass shit right there, okay? You're seeing like all kind of crazy like visuals in the video. Okay. There's no razoring of ears happening in the actual video.
So what's the song about?
I don't know, what rap music be about these days? I mean, shit. I think it's a dope tune, but like most rap tunes, and this is no diss to Troy them, because I'm not saying that their tune is specifically about this, but most tunes, you check off a few boxes. And mind my language, okay, ladies? I fucked your bitch.
Is that supposed to offend somebody?
I'm speaking with ladies in the room. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not used to this.
I respect that. You know what, though? I have to
respect
that. You were
cautious. I mean,
you know, disclaimer.
It's okay.
Right?
We understand.
I mean, you know.
I fucked your bitch.
I fucked your bitch. Okay.
I got the drip.
Yeah.
What is it? I need to put a little rhyme or put a bar in there about shooting you in the face somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we pulling out the Dracos or we pulling out the sticks. All right? So I got
going. You got it.
I fucked your bitch.
Uh-huh.
I got the drip.
Huh?
I'm pulling out the sticks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm making that flip.
Oh! Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go.
And I rhyme.
Sick.
Once you go through those four categories, 16 bars has been done. 4 bars, 1. 4 bars, 2. 4 bars, done. 16 bars.
Sick.
Sick.
Am I wrong?
No, nah, you're right. Wrong but, at there, all. But there are some artists who do go outside of the box too, I guess, but they don't get probably much attention.
Yeah,
you know?
See, that's why I paid more attention to other things.
I wasn't looking at the template in my brain, but like I've done it. I've rapped before. I rapped many songs, and then I go back to the catalog, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't actually fuck anybody's chick, but
I did.
Fuck. Tell us about this, Jelly.
No, right?
We'll get back to that list in a second.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We speaking on fact. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you normally you don't really want to say what you don't do. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, I've said that a lot, and you know, I don't want it to be like, oh no, she ain't. Yeah, I did.
You know, actually,
I know you did. Don't try to lie. It's 2019. Don't try to lie.
You have to be honest.
He might be watching. So, number two, Monster Bishop.
I'm sure they know.
Faded. This is the most funnest pop six I've ever had in my fucking life. Where the hell is my goddamn sound effect?
Oh, man.
He said, what a sound effect.
You'll hear them later in post.
Is the subscribe button still here? I can press this.
The subscribe button stays there the whole time. But, yo, big up to Monster Bishop, you know what I'm saying? Just to give him his light, because, you know, comment gang, you know, comments.
That's the theme for today.
I'm going to name the episode Comment Gang something something, you know what I'm saying? But big up to him. He's doing his track, doing his thing on his track, Faded. Yeah, it's some hood shit on that track right there. You know what I mean? Men's are doing their thing. It's a solid tune. And the Common Gang came out dumb strong on that. Okay. They're probably still voting on it right now on my Instagram.
Okay. Yeah.
All right? So big up to him. But number one.
Okay. Here it is. What's up?
Fire!
These sound effects. That can't nobody.
You know, I downloaded it though, right? I downloaded it, right? I just already
got it.
Oh, I downloaded it.
Right. Shout out to Ja Press.
Look at you. Learn it.
Hey, shout out to Ja Press. That's the app that I'm using. Fire! There's a few more in there. One more. Let me put on the speaker so y'all can get some of this fun here, okay? Just for 2 seconds, okay? Don't worry about that, people in the listening audience. Tell your boss it's.
I can't care what these fucking sounds, yo. Oh, shit.
No. Don't worry, you're gonna hear echo for a second, but it's all for the good. There's a good one that I'm waiting for. 1 second, let me find it here.
Yeah.
Yo, this is my good side. I gotta make sure, man. They always try to find something to talk about.
I just have to show you all that one there. The Ja Rastafari one, best one. But shout out to Sats, Ja Press.
All right, see? Ja Press.
Not send that check.
But,
right?
Yeah, cut the check, CTC. Number one, Half and Late Night Leno, Duppy Freestyle.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one, man. Yeah, shout out to them niggas, boy.
I heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's that? That's one nigga, you already know.
That was sitting there. Because I'm, you know, watching the Comment Gang. I'm watching to see who's getting voted for. And it was chilling for a while. And then right before the last day, just votes just started flooding in.
Yeah,
and
man.
I just, it's like, wow, these mans just passed everybody. So
man, that song go hard.
And they're alumni, you know what I'm saying?
That record go hard, man.
Yeah. They're doing their damn thing on that. Couple of honorable mentions. LB and Prince Don, Ocarina, Free Eye, Ovechkin, Jazz Valentino, Christian, Honcho Hoodlum, Winter Freestyle, Chromas, Water Paste, Castro from Castro Guapo from Come Down Crew, Southside Freestyle, Chico and Jasper, Do You Wrong, 6 Buzz featuring Twi, Bizloke, Pretty Savage, Troy Gates, and Roni, Tony Parker Remix, and Xavier Takeoff. All in 1 week.
Shut up, man.
That's a long honorable mention.
Yeah.
That's shit.
Okay. This is how much songs have been coming out in Toronto in 1 week, within 7 days.
Mm. This is actually working, a good time for Toronto hip hop. Yeah. I find. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're Toronto hip hop is like they're revitalizing the whole vibe because it was good early 2000s, I would say, and then it died off a little bit, and now it's back again, and I'm enjoying it. It's nice to see my nieces and nephews saying, "Yo, did you hear this shit?" And you're hearing it, and it's Canadian, and it's not like, because before, you know, we used to hear a certain beat, and you're just like,
Oh, that's Toronto rap.
Yeah. And you're like embarrassed to tell people that you're from Toronto. Yeah. Like, you know, when you go away, people are like, yo, play some Toronto tracks. Like, who's hard?
Yeah,
and then you have to like beg, but now we have a lot of options. So I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, like even like for artists like Roni and different guys like that. I heard about them through my, you know, just watching on the internet. But then when I speak to people in the streets, they're like, yo, Roni, what? Like, you know, my younger brother listens to him all the time, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, that's when I, and this is a while ago, I started noticing, like, there's a lot of people in Toronto who are fans of people in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And now that's a ting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So big up to all those guys there. And like I said, with this honorable mention list, those are all videos. So it's not like a SoundCloud link or they're all music
visuals,
videos.
Man, all visuals, yeah.
So that's like 12, 15 visuals in 7 days. So big up Toronto for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also the wave of like the internet right now. It's like you have to know how to utilize that shit.
Yep.
And you know, that's it. Like if you don't know how to utilize it, then that shit, you'll get lost in it type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's too much stuff online for people to say, okay, well, I'ma just do whatever in my own time type of thing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people would just click onto something else.
Yeah, facts.
Right? Mm-hmm. Their attention span is short as fuck these days.
Yep.
All right. More couple things I want to bring up in the news as well. 21 Savage.
Oh, okay. Poor baby.
I know. Free 21, man.
Yeah, he's going through it.
I can't even like laugh at that situation. Mm-hmm. It's just so real. Mm-hmm. Like you can't. And it's like everybody, you know, the memes and all that, and it's like, okay, I understand there's a joke out of everything, but at the end of the day, like he was in Atlanta when he was a kid. That's like anybody. That's like a lot of like people I know that I'm like, bro, you came here when you were 7. Mm-hmm. Imagine how they take you and say, yo, you going right back to where you came from.
Yeah.
And you the person your people depend on. You dig what I'm saying? Like that's not cool. Like.
But why do you guys think that it's happening now? Because like he already applied for it in 2017 to actually get it. But
it's happening now because he's speaking up for certain things. Mm. That's why it's happening because he's letting his platform. He's using his platform to speak up against things that he's not. Sitting right with him, you know, and he has his voice, so he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna say what I gotta say. And now they're like, oh yeah, well, because they could have took him when he did time, they didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, now he's just a regular nigga out here, but now that he's actually standing for something, it's like, come on,
it's an issue.
You don't try to shut him down,
because his dad is a doctor.
Well, they said also, that track a lot, because even that sentiment that you have right now, it's going around the internet. They're saying that, like, is there a conspiracy going on? And I got to watch the words I use because of YouTube. They don't like that word conspiracy, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I just said it twice now. Right? But they're saying that ICE, because of exactly what y'all are saying, they started putting a little bit more of a spotlight on him. Right? And then he had that new song A Lot that just dropped where he's talking about
song's hard.
Yeah.
The song's hard.
And he's describing exactly what's happening to him right now.
Yeah. If you take it in the words, yeah.
Yeah. So like you know, that theory might be a little bit true. Nobody's ever gonna admit to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Because it's just weird. Like I'm like really
All of a sudden you gonna bust in his shit and go take him and say, okay, yeah, we'll be sending you right back home. I mean, he's still gonna have a voice when he get home too, but at the end of the day it's like you taking him out of everything he know type shit, right?
So do you guys think, so just say, let's just think of like the worst scenario ever. Mm-hmm. And he gets stuck in UK. Do you, like, people are saying like that's gonna stop his money. I personally
I don't think so.
Hell at all.
At the end of the day, that money out there is better anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I was in England. That pound
will
sometimes
double it up,
bro. When I was in England, I was looking at the calculations. Sometimes I was like, "Fuck, man."
It just puts a restriction on things, and that, I think no one ever wants to live with having to be restricted. You know what I'm saying? So.
And no matter what, the biggest thing in the world to be is an American rap or pop star. Mm-hmm. No matter how big you are in Europe or other countries, they still want to come down to America.
They still want to go travel that tour bus and get on it and go to every state. And
that's when they really feel solidified. Yeah. Like, we've had stars that came from England and stuff like that, and like they were already killing shit.
Yeah.
But they only really felt, they know, because their scene is huge.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
But then they still came down here for that stamp, so they're like worldwide now.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, you know, he had that here. The worst case scenario to me for him, and I feel he can lose money, is that he can't tour in the States. Because he can be an international star and still get tours all over the place.
Yeah, but once you get deported, that's like...
Yeah, like, he's an American Southern rap star.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how much bread these guys get in the in the South?
Yeah, he gets a lot of money, man.
There's artists who are not even as big as 21 who get crazy cash, and they don't even leave the South.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? It's true, because like years ago, before Gucci Man became popular, we were in Atlanta, and... every store you would go in, you would hear the same fucking song. And you'd be like, yo, who is this person?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then someone's like...
talking about the Icy record?
Yes. Yeah. And we were just like, who's singing this song? And then by the end of the trip, we were singing it too. But people were like, yo, this guy's getting bread. He's getting money here. But I think about it, it has to do with the population, obviously, right? Oh, I never looked at it like that.
Boozy. Lil Boozy, perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
He's known... he's not the biggest rapper in the game. Do you see Boozy's neck?
Yeah,
he's getting crazy bread. And it's not just because he's got gold.
Boozy part of the streets too. Yeah. So, I mean, that's
No. He's not in the streets no more. If you watch his Vlad interviews, he goes, when you see rappers, when you see us, we sell records, man. He said, we rapping, man.
Yeah. Exactly how he said it.
Anybody who's really doing that type of shit, they shouldn't be rapping about that shit. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker tours around the South and just gets bread.
Understandable.
Right?
Okay.
So now 21 can't get none of that if he can't come to the States anymore.
Okay.
You're missing a lot of money.
Yeah. You can come to Canada, maybe. Cool. Fucking what? Five fucking provinces or six provinces that you can go to and get a real bag?
It's
not even.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go look down at the states and you can't even go to 50 something states? That's a lot of bread.
Yeah, I didn't look at it like that, actually. Oh, man.
But he also said in the interview, too, he don't even like flying or nothing like that. So.
Yeah.
He's going to be real stuck.
Mm-hmm. So
Free 21, man.
Free 21. Oh, shout out to 21, you know what I'm saying? He's on 23-hour lockdown right now. They said there's going to be more developments to come. Yeah.
Only 1 hour he's allowed speak to anybody. So he's a criminal. He's being treated like someone who actually committed a crime. Literally.
Yeah. So he's
free all
he's
the dogs locked up, man.
Facts. Super facts. Let me see. What do we have here in here, Sav? Parent of 2-year-old girl says daycare workers downplayed injury from falling. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
In Ronsonsvale. And I'll pull up the news report here from City from CP24.
What?
In Ronsonsvale, apparently a piece of the ceiling fell off.
Oh, my God.
In the school.
What?
And lick off the poor little girl.
Oh. Oh, my God.
I'm not laughing at the girl. I'm laughing at my
Oh, man.
Hold on a second. Let me do the ad. The ads are getting in the way here now. So the parent of the 2-year-old girl said workers at Ronsonsvale Daycare downplayed the injury their daughter sustained after a piece of the ceiling fell on her during nap time.
Oh my gosh, she was sleeping. She couldn't even have a chance to run? Shit, man.
Emergency crews were called to the daycare located at the area of Dundas Street West and Boosted Avenue around 1:30 p.m. on Monday for reports of a structural collapse.
That could have done some real damage.
That's what I'm saying.
Good poor King's face, yo.
And she's so little bit. Oh, you know what? Don't even show me that, man.
She getting that check.
That's what I was just going to say.
She about to get
that. If you know, hint is, just, you know, do a little extra injuries. You know what I mean?
You don't need
to. Can't sleep at night and shit.
My neck, my back,
Yeah, that shit going to be like, all the lawyer got to say is, long-term effects.
Mom can say it's psychological injury now to see that there was a moment her daughter could have not been on this earth due to poor management. Yo. Money.
I'm gonna tell you all a quick story.
Money.
And this is about something I seen Sav on the side off camera do the crazy. Just don't do it, but I'm gonna do it. So at a spot once upon a time that I used to when I used to corporately be a corporate guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? Yes, I remember that.
Well, and we're not gonna say the name of the place I used to work at.
No,
so
that's
we'll hold
fine.
It. We'll hold it down on that. But one of the cases was. They're doing a photo booth, okay? They had the photo booth thing going on because this is the establishment I work for. It deals with retail or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They have the photo booth thing going on. Little girl wants to do her passport shots, right? Parent brings a little 8-month-old or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly how old. Yeah. Young ass kid. The kid was old enough to have some teeth.
Okay, so okay. Maybe 2-3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
They're going to take the picture. They sit the little you on the stool. Okay? And the youth falls over the side of the stool, boom, falls on the ground. Her bottom teeth, or bottom lip goes into her bottom teeth and mash up the poor little youth.
So they didn't have anything around the chair. So this is a high chair.
It's a high stool.
And the parents just watching too. Think about that. She's like, there's nothing. She's not asking these questions either, saying, there's no support for my child. Can somebody at least put a little hand there on the bottom and hold the child? Boom. Mash up the poor child mouth.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So what happened? Do you know what happened after?
I can't confirm or deny what happened after. We'll keep that one for another episode. You know what I'm saying? Let's cut to our break. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and for the people who are listening, they'll be like, oh, I remember that.
That wouldn't be funny. Like, if I was a parent, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, they were pissed. They were pissed. We'll talk off camera. Okay, so we got a track here by Chris Bird. Track is called Wait For Me. Come now, Spotify. Let me play so y'all can hear it.
Like,
yeah, we're yeah. Cameras on.
Yeah. Breathe and posture.
Don't need to worry. Yeah. Don't need to stress. I can be your lookout. Get some rest. If you wait for me, we could go around the globe. Back up here, let's see. Tell me where you wanna go. Did you need that? I can set you free. They say home is where the heart is. But for me, that's where my mom.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. All right, so we are back. We have our interview of the evening popping off right now. You know what I'm saying? I'd be repetitive saying it's a special one, but this is another special one, man. Shit, man, this is a live one, man. Right now,
I've been 35. You know, coming, man.
This is anticipated by the people.
Yeah, man. The comment gang has been requesting you, sir. You know what I'm saying? Trust me.
They always want to see me and shit. They always trying to hear me.
Yeah, man.
Leaking my shit, stealing my shit. You know. they always trying to get some type of fucking hold of me. You know.
Well, you know, it was a pleasure to be able to say, you know, I'm gonna get this interview booked here because I've been listening to your music for a little while and like I've been seeing the new tunes that you've been dropping and it's just been wavy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for
sure. So for the people who are in the listening audience who are not seeing who we have here on camera, with no further ado, we got YG in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
35, El Nido, Big Boss El Nido, all that shit, you know?
Yes, sir. So it's like you've had like a crazy, like past 2 years and shit like that, and now you came back, right? Yeah. Did you have a bunch of bars in the tuck, or all these new tunes are just tunes that you just started going in the studio and working on?
Like before, when I used to rap and shit, I used to like write and shit. Now, like I went to the studio at Presla, I see him freestyling and shit, and now I just freestyle now. Like,
okay,
he made me like change my style kind of in a way, you know?
Okay.
Now I just go in there, just freestyle and shit now. Like Gambo is a freestyle, all Off-White freestyle that I just dropped yesterday. All my songs are right now just freestyle. Like, I just punching after punching, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So when you're doing that, do you write bars, like you just have bars on tuck, or it's all freestyle?
No, I just hear the beat, and then I'll just start freestyling something, and then once I find, like, I freestyle something sick, I'll just pick out that little sick part out of it, and then I'll just start off with that, and then I'll just keep doing that.
Okay.
And then once I get that, like, I get, like, a couple bars in, it just keeps coming, like, now it's easy, like, every punching, by the time I already punch in that, by the time the guy's fixing up that punch and are ready to punch me in again, I already have my next thing what I want to say already thought of, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And even like with all the rappers that we have out here, because we have a big scene right now. The scene's building, and there's mad rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We get crazy DMs and comments and stuff from so many rappers across the city. But like, when you drop, like, it just starts going. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that you get more engagement than other artists?
Because like, fuck, I really, the shit that I talk about, I really do the shit, you know? Next people be talking and just be lying and capping and shit like that, you know? Me and my homies, like, I'm pretty much everybody from my neighborhood that raps, like, everything that we rap about is facts, like, straight facts. Like, if it's not something that we did ourselves, it's something that our bro right beside us has been through, you know?
Yeah.
Or something that, like, somebody close to us has been through. It's not like something that we're just like, oh, we're just talking about it. We just
lived
heard about
experience.
This, you know? Yeah. Shit that all of us been through in our life and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've been through this shit. Like, we're still traumatized, you know? We're still fucking post-traumatic stress disorder.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They don't want to believe it affects us in the black community, but it affects us.
Yeah.
We've seen shit that people haven't seen, you know what I mean? And been through the traumas that people were like, whoa.
Yeah.
If that was an average person,
they would have been fucking going crazy.
Yeah.
They would have fucking been schizophrenic or some shit.
Yeah, man. So even like to touch on that, or like to go deeper on that, like with the post-traumatic stress or like things, like explain that, because a lot of people don't understand that from who watch from different worlds, right? We got people who watch us from, who aren't from the hood, but they love the hood so much. You know
like
what I'm saying?
Me, like post-traumatic stress disorder, it's like I don't feel like, I won't go like certain places if I don't feel safe, and I don't feel safe. Like, I'm like, just like, I don't know. Like, you know, if you don't feel safe, like, I don't gotta say too much, but if I don't feel safe, then I don't go nowhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I still go places by myself, but I just have to make sure I'm safe, you know?
Yeah.
At all times and shit.
And how does that affect you music wise? Like, when you're going into a song, like, what I hear a lot of fun in your music, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But those lines, those when you're writing, how does the experiences that you went through affect you, how you make your music?
Like, I just try to make it sound funny at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want people to like hear my shit and like not want to relate because it sounds so bad, you know?
Yeah.
I want to like at least like, oh shit, like he said some serious shit there, but they're still laughing at the end of the day, like what the fuck, he's laughing at it and I can laugh with him type shit, you know?
Yeah.
And shit like that, you know?
How do you get the name YG?
Like, from long time ago, like, I used to just show it, like, niggas that were older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to just be like the regular YG, like letters like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then when my homie Wasi died, I just added a W. I want to add like a W to my name, like his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I just spelled it like that, you know? Like W-H-Y-G instead of just the YG.
Yeah. And you're not 35 years old.
No.
So why the 35, Doc?
Because, like, I like Kevin Durant, you know?
Oh.
I like the basketball player, Kevin Durant.
Yeah, not to cut you. He says it in the track. You want the big ring like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
35, so neat. Yeah, that track is fire, first of all. There's 35 on the beat, and it's neat. Yeah. Like,
What the music on the beat, so it's neat.
Yeah.
That song, I made that song when I was on the run.
Like, oh, okay.
Like, when I was in LA and shit, I made that song.
Okay. I want to touch on that, but we're gonna wait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to get some more like backstory, because we don't get to hear from you a lot, and the people are so engaged. I'm on live the other day, and I ran one of your tunes, and people were just like fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's definitely you're somebody that people want to hear from and know about, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So like, even going back a little bit, like, you grew up in like the north side of Jane, right?
Like, when I grew up, my grandma, she lived at like Mays, Jane and Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My aunties and shit, they lived in fucking Shoreham.
Okay.
And like my mom, she lived in Rexdale.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
so like I used to just be back and forth to like all three of those houses, you know?
Yeah.
Like I went to school from like kindergarten to grade 5. I went to school in Jane and Shepherd,
mm-hmm.
and then I left. I went to school, actually from kindergarten to grade 4, I went to school Jane and Shepherd, then I went to school Rexdale for grade 5. Then I went back to school Jane and Shepherd for middle school, and then I went to school like CW Jeffries, like all of my elementary shit like that, you know? And then like ever since like, I guess like grade 8 summer to like right now, like I just used to stay in the hood every single day, you know?
Mm.
Like I used to just say, fuck, I used to just go live at my auntie's house. Brought all my clothes to my auntie's house and I just go to school from my auntie's house.
Okay.
And I just lived in the hood and stayed in the hood ever since then, you know?
Yeah, fuck, you were bouncing around a lot, man. Like,
because, yeah, like, my mom, she, like, My mom used to be a child and youth worker, so she worked at like open custody, like a girl's open custody.
Okay.
So like, she is always not there, so I just be all over the place pretty much, you know?
Okay, okay.
She works the bare hours, long hours, I'm sure.
So like, we're bouncing around from school to school to school, right? Was it hard to like make connections like with friends and stuff like that, or you just had different friends?
Not
different
really, because at the end of the day, when I used to go to school, I used to just whatever. My friends that are there are my friends at school, but at the end of the day, when I leave school and I go back either to my grandma's house or I go to my auntie's house, like, my mom would never be really at home, so I never used to be had to stay at that house in Rochdale, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I always be at either my grandma's house or I'd be in Jane Shepherd's house, but I used to still go to the house, the record house, so I'd still be there sometimes.
Yeah. And like, describe for somebody outside of Toronto what the West End, like those different areas, like the one that you spent the most time in. What would you say out of those different areas you spent the most time in?
They're all pretty much the same. They're all the same. All the neighborhoods are all the same shit happens in all of them, you know?
Yeah.
They all look the same. They all have the same shit happening in all of them. It's guns, drugs, fucking shootings, murder, fucking all that shit, you know? There's rappers trying to fucking rap from all these neighborhoods right now, you know?
Yeah.
All the same shit's happening everywhere in Toronto, to be honest.
What made you want to become a rapper? Because everybody wants to be a rapper, but yeah, you definitely are somebody who gives a shit about it. It's not like you're trying to think.
It's not even like I'm just trying to think. I just know, like, I can rap, but people just tell me, like, I can rap, and when I make songs, like, people fuck it, right? Ever since, like, from a long time ago, even before we had, like, a buzz or anything like that, when we would be, like 2014, this is, like, me and Pressa, we're both on the run together 2014 and shit, but like separate, like other shit, you know?
Yeah.
And we're out west together, like we're in British Columbia together and shit, like running around and doing shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, like we used to rap and make songs that time, and our songs that time used to get leaked, like just like regular little kids from schools and shit. Like we're just set it to the man in the hood and shit, and like somehow I'll get to like somewhere else and I'll get leaked to YouTube. So even from then we're like, what the fuck? Yeah.
How many views are you seeing on YouTube at that point?
Those times it was probably like a little bit, like probably like 2K, 3K and shit.
That's
like that,
so
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like just audio, you know?
This is before you guys were.
Yeah, this is where. It wouldn't even say Preston YG. It would say like fucking Skelly and Beanie and shit, you know?
Okay, yeah. Like it wouldn't even. Like block names. Like, yeah.
Like not even our rap names that we go by now, you know?
Wow.
And then, so, you know, that's just people that are their brethrens and their fans. Like, yo, you have to hear this.
Yeah.
Then this gets on, you know? Yo, you know what? I'm going to put
even,
this out.
Even before that, even like this is even before that now. This is even 2011. This was fucking, this is the first time I ever made a song ever in my life. This was like with Presso's older bro. And this is like, I made a song with Presso's older bro. And this, I made a song with FB's older bro is on it too, you know?
Okay.
And they're like, they're both older than me, but I'm the youngest. That's why I tell you, they call me YG. I'm always the youngest, but I'm chilling with like these guys, you know?
Yeah,
I'm chilling with these guys' older bros and shit. And fuck, we made a song that time. And even that song, it got leaked. Even back then, 2011, it got leaked to YouTube and shit.
Okay.
And then the raid happened and we all ended up going to jail. When I was in jail, people used to come and like tell me the bars from that song and shit, and I used to tell them that I'm on that song, like these are my bars, like I'll say, because it doesn't have no name, we used to just say like YBK and then free DL on it. And then like I was like the last verse, so I used to tell them like I'm the last verse, and no one used to believe me, like no, that guy killed it the most, like that's not you, bro, you know?
Yeah, so you stand there, spit the bars in front of them, like yo, watch, yo, da 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 da.
But like my voice is, when I start rapping it to them, then it continues to my voice, and like I was a kid that time, my voice is so like young that time, you know?
That's
I never had no bass in my voice or nothing.
That's crazy.
And that's from like 2011. People been like fucking with that shit a long time ago, you know?
So that's the first time y'all were on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's 2014.
Then this time came around now.
Yeah.
Explain the last 2 years that led up to now, because you've been on different media platforms, social media platforms, as well as like news outlets. People are like, YG, YG.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what was going on? Because you're telling me you're dropping tunes and like.
No, I was like fucking, I was in America, like I never did anything, right? So I was fucking not like gonna fucking not have fun and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I was fucking saying like, if these guys are fucking really gonna fucking try to fuck over my life, I'm gonna try to have some much entertainment as I can, right?
Yeah.
So when I was in America, I was just supposed to do the most. I was going to LA, fucking Melrose and Fairfax, fucking. I was going to a hell of fucking parties, house parties. I was going to shows, fucking. I was seeing every rapper there is. I made a song with Jay Kirsch. Because at the end of the day, you're in the States now. Like, all you need to do is just see, like, I won't even message Jay Kirsch. Like, I'll just go look at his friends, I'll see like one of his friends that he take a picture with. I'll just message him like, oh, watch your Jay Christian, man. I want to make a feature. And when I was over there, I was making money too, you know? Mm-hmm. Like anywhere I go at the end of the day, I just like the way how I was raised and the way where I'm from, like since I was 14, I've been making money. Since I was a little kid, I've been making money. You could put me anywhere in the world. I could be, pick me up and drop me in China. I'm going to make money if you drop me in China, you know? Mm-hmm. For sure. So like when I went to the States, I was good too. I bought a Rollie when I was over there. I bought a wasp face when I was over there. Mm. Like when I got arrested, the police took my wasp face, the U.S. Marshals. They took my wasp face from me.
They never gave it back?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
They pretty much told me to give them an address in America that I could send it to, but I never had no address in America to send it to. And they said that I can't send it to Canada. So
You to Canada.
Yeah, but they don't want to send my property. It doesn't make no sense, right?
No, that doesn't make no sense at all.
That's the same thing I said too. Like, I said, but how the fuck am I going to Canada when my property doesn't come to Canada? But
yeah, because they have that thing over there. They keep proceeds of crime and they'll sell that. They'll resell that.
It wasn't even proceeds. They just told me that it's mine. You can just mail it somewhere, but you just can't mail it to Canada.
But that's what they're hoping, right? That you can fuck it, because then they'll keep it at the end of the year and they'll add it to like their tally of all the shit. They've been having these problems over there where they're like they're raiding people's houses and they're taking money from people that are legal citizens that are having like legal weed stores and shit like that. And they're raiding their place and taking their money, and then when they're trying to like, but they can't get it back because they have forfeiture laws and shit like that. So, but whatever.
When I was over there, so I was seeing hella rappers. Well, I was fucking, I did a feature of Jay Kirsch like that. I just messaged one of his homies, pulled up, gave him some money, made a song with him. I did it like fucking with him. I was in a barber store getting a haircut, and fucking, I didn't recognize him at the time, but fucking Derek Wise, the fucking idiot glam, those niggas, he recognized me sitting down getting a haircut, but I never recognized him at that time, you know, this is 2017 and shit, and like, this is my hair is cut these times, I have my Rollie on, I have my wasp face, and he's just pre-me, but like, I could tell by the way that they're talking that they're from like,
they're talking familiar,
you know, like, I could tell by his slang and shit, and the way how they're looking at me and shit, and I was just like, I was already had my eye on them, like, I was pre-ing them too, you know?
That's crazy. Before I left,
he just paged me. He's like, "Yo, you're Wasp Gang, right?" And I'm like, and "Before you, as soon as he said that, I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? What do you mean Wasp Gang?" I'm in LA, you know.
Yeah.
And this is like live on Melrose in Fairfax. I'm saying, "What the fuck? What do you mean Wasp Gang?" Wow. And he's like, "No, man. I know. I fuck you guys. That type shit, you know." Okay. And he just held me up and he told me who it was, and then I figured out who he was and shit. And I just started. I got his link and I fucked with him a little bit too, you know.
Dope. Tell me about that experience, that moment that popped up on IG, where like you're coming through the airport with the fucking handcuffed with the people. What was going through your mind then?
No, like I didn't see that, right? I just hearing about it, but at the end of the day, I wasn't there. I was in jail when they're posting that shit, right?
Okay.
But when I fucking like when they brought me to the airport and I'm seeing this shit, like I came to the airport, I'm cuffed up, and I just seen like two white guys. First, I seen like bare people, and I seen like white guys with cameras, but I wasn't really paying them no mind. I didn't think it was that serious until I seen him just up the camera and he's depressing the button, but the button doesn't sound like a regular camera. It sounds like a machine gun, like.
Oh, wow.
Saying, what the fuck's going on? You know what I'm saying? And then I start fucking telling the police to put on my hood and shit, and just playing games, you know, trying to put on my hood.
That's crazy. So let's fast forward a little bit. Like you're back home. You're back. On road.
And what was the first track you made when you got back?
Yeah.
I made a lot of songs before I made Gambo, you know? Like, I made a hell of cracks, but I just never like, really songs that I fucked already like that, you know?
Yeah.
Cause, like, when you first come out, you have to get back into the groove first, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was still quiet, like, I'm still like, back. I just had to get back into my mentality, right?
Yeah. Sure, you know? That cup that you have in that video, the new Off-White video. Is that a fucking custom-made, like, Timmy's or coffee cup type of thing?
It's a 7-Eleven cup.
Okay. 7-Eleven.
It's just from 7-Eleven. It's just what I pour my lean in, you know?
Okay.
When I go into 7-Eleven, I buy a spray, I pick up a cup, I fill it with ice, and I just pour my lean right there in the spot, and I just fill up my cup and shit, you know?
I thought that was like a specialized fucking, like a YG, like coffee cup style. I was like, what? This nigga got that type of shit?
I wish, they should holler at me, though, and get that popping, though.
Yeah.
I grow them up for sure. BFR, grow that shit up, yeah.
And like even like you mentioned earlier, like in our conversation, like doing tracks with Preston and stuff like that. So how did you and Preston, like, y'all grew up together from way back?
Yeah, I know Preston like my whole life. Like, okay. My dad and his dad are friends. My mom and his mom are friends from before we were born and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been knowing these guys my whole life and shit.
Freaking, you get, like, crazy views, right? Like, for example, like, the Was Gang videos, all that type of stuff. Like,
Was Gang, when that Was Gang came out, I was in jail, right? Because me and FB, we got arrested, but FB got out, like, we pled guilty a little bit before me, so he got out, like, a month before me. Okay, and I pled guilty, like, a month after, so I got out a month after. So he got to come out and be on Was Gang, you know?
Yeah.
I came out a month.
Yeah.
Just popped up. All of a sudden, I started seeing you started seeing the Neat Way, like, all the Subway, like, the Subway flip, the Neat Way, and all that
stuff.
No,
the Neat Way, these guys, like, I was just running with Neat because, like, after these guys, when they put me on the news and shit, I never did anything, and these guys are trying to fucking bother me type shit.
Yeah.
So I just put up that Neat shit, like, I'm Neat, like, install her Neat, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody just fucking, everybody just starts running with Neat and shit, I don't know. Because I can't really be, like, face behind it, you know? Because I'm on the run, obviously, so everybody just started running with it type shit, you know? But, like, the Neat is, like, I don't know, it's not really, like, Neat like that.
Oh, we
Neat is just a
guess.
Word, you know? We got Crody and Crody.
Round two. Burner Bands.
Yeah, Burner Bands in the building.
Houdini.
And Houdini.
Another guest.
Fucking the late night squad. Late night. What's late the price?
They pull up late night and shit.
Yo, okay. We got the squad in the building. Yo, Common Gang is going to start going. I'm going to see bare fire emojis in the fucking comments right
Come
now.
Come on, fam. They know that. And we're not fucking with none of these peon ass niggas either, man. These niggas are peons. All these niggas in this fucking that are rapping nowadays, that they're just fucking rappers. Like, they're not really fucking doing the shit that they rap about. We just call them peons nowadays and shit. Like,
Is that where you got that phrase, that peons phrase? Because I started, you have a few catchphrases that I see besides the 35.
I have a hella catchphrase. You hear it, you didn't even know that it came from me. From long time, since 2011 type shit, I tell you, I've been the guy, fam. Since I was a little kid, I've been saying shit like all this hard ahs, one ahs, like real shit, all this shit. I glowed up all this shit.
I heard that in a track like a 2011 or something when I was on YouTube, and I was like, this nigga says something about an ahe. I'm like, wait a minute, what year is that fucking tune? That's super early.
I've been saying this shit from a long time ago, and people just hear it and then they just run with it and shit. Like, it's crazy. Watching, not everybody's gonna start saying peon, but this time I just made sure that you guys know that where it came from this time, you know?
You gotta put a little TM next to it.
Yeah, I put my fucking YG number 35 right star. There?
You put the blue check mark on it.
Yeah, you put a blue check when you trademark that shit. Right there.
Not even a blue check, I put a blue feather on it, you know?
There you go.
I put the blue feather on it and shit.
And it's crazy because we have, like, okay. These two gentlemen right here, right?
Yeah.
Burner Bands, Houdini. Y'all got this tune late night. Okay, it's on our playlist because you're a former guest of our show when you were here with FB. Yeah. Okay, that tune on that playlist, because we have a playlist called Former Guest Playlist, right? Mm-hmm. It's at the top of the list because it's based on the amount of views.
That is the biggest bagger ever.
There's a Achilles. Almost 3 mil.
Only people that us or the people that we fuck with other than us are we get only people that get views. If we don't fuck with you in the city, that means because we don't rock with you, we don't rock with your music, your shit, and your peons.
There's like
we're calling. We just shot that video. It's
supernatural.
Day in the light.
We didn't even plan that shit. It's fucking.
So my question about that, and this is for all three of y'all, right? How is it when people stop y'all on the road? Do people stop y'all on the road? Because I know with us, with the views that we get off our show, people stop us all the time. Yo, you're the guy from the podcast.
That's not. I was in the mall by myself. You guys are like, a couple of people are messaging me. Like, you're crazy how you go to the mall by myself. But like, I tell you, like, I just go, I have to feel safe. Everywhere I go, I feel safe. So I, you know, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
And I went to the mall today by myself and shit.
Me too.
And people are coming up to me in the mall and shit. And
I felt good. People are like, oh my gosh, Houdini!
Crazy.
Some girls and screaming my name, running. Can I get a pic?
A nigga and his guys, two guys, and there were like three girls. They're probably like pretty much chilling with their girls and shit. And they're like moving like fans with their girls and shit.
Wow,
that's crazy! I'm like, holy shit! Then their girls start moving like fans for you.
Well, you gotta understand, once you touch a million on a video, it's a different story. People look at you in a different way. You know what I'm saying?
None of my videos, not even on YouTube, they don't even have a bill. Mm. The only thing that I have a bill on is on like SoundCloud. On her, it hasn't been on SoundCloud, but everything else it doesn't have a bill on.
Yeah, but you're in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, people see you in a lot of videos with Pressa.
Yeah.
And to me, Pressa's like, I would say he's in the top three of the most popular rappers in the fucking Toronto scene.
Yeah.
So that right there, people are going to be like, yo, you're YG. Yeah. Even if they don't say that, they're going to be like, yo, you're the guy I saw with Pressa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got like 8 million. I could check on my phone now, but there's like 8 million under that late night video with both of y'all in it. You know what I'm saying?
8 mil.
There's a lot of fucking views on that video, dog.
It's
that
a
video,
big track. It's a big track.
Yeah, it's not like a light 1 mil views. It's like a substantial... go check it out. There's like a good 5 to 8 million views on that video. So people are going to be like, yo, you're the guys from that late night song.
All their videos have mils on it.
Yeah.
I have like...
Every fucking song that they make has a mil.
Video,
right now,
videos
this is 2.5.
Yeah. They have my team with a couple mil. Fuck
yeah, but that's still that's like this sick, you know, shit.
Then we have shit that are been out that hasn't even been out for fucking like 3 months. That's been at 600,000 and shit. So
you gotta remember that's less than a year.
That's gonna be at a mil soon, man.
You don't even drop like their videos like next niggas. You just like drop it, boom, 1 month, next 3 months, and next one, boom. We don't just keep dropping it.
Yeah.
Our ratios. Nah,
we're gonna try to get.
Me, right now, I'm gonna this year 2019. I'm trying to drop a video every month. I dropped a video this month.
Consistency.
I'm trying to drop a video next month, March, April. Yeah.
So you just dropped a mixtape, also, right, Burner? Compact. Yeah,
Compact Burner.
Compact Burner.
Just dropped the tape.
Top 10 on the charts.
Yeah.
So stream that shit. Compact Burner the tape.
Go get that shit.
So how do you cut through the traffic? Because I was asking you this earlier, right? Like how you get so much engagement from the people, right? So how do y'all cut through the traffic with all these people dropping tunes? Y'all drop tunes and everybody just like flooding to it. Like
who's hot.
Huh? I don't even listen to next people's music. I don't listen to the man.
We talked about this.
If they're not my homies, or I don't like their music, or I don't like fuck with them as a person, I don't even listen to their music.
Yeah.
Name doesn't hit my search bar. I won't even type their name in my search bar. They have a new song come out. I won't even know about that new song. I never even heard it.
So you're saying it's just like. Cause it's to me it's weird. I'm not trying to ask like any kind of way like y'all are trying to cheat like have a cheat code or anything. I'm trying to find out for the people who are trying to get their shit off.
I don't do nothing. I just fucking release.
You just the song. Drop it. You don't even promote it every day.
I don't even promote it. I just drop it like this. Yeah.
Just drop it. My DMs every day. They know what's up.
If I show
you
my DMs
right now,
if I show you my DMs, you'll see a million kids asking for Auntie Me and Houdini song right now. That song is like a fucking. A bird.
Okay.
That's like a fucking a shimbit. That's like a fucking HH. That's like a fucking.
They're not ready
crack.
For that one.
That's like crack.
I hit.
That's how much they want it so bad. It's like crack. I can't even give it to them right now. Like they have
so
to wait.
Holding it off.
Yeah.
What's the
about to go make the video sicker? You know, because like they want it so bad, I have to make it look sicker. So that.
Yeah, you have to remember when you were here last time. North Korea track was hot on
right
fire,
after.
And
yep.
Then they're all. Yeah, they come with hot tracks
that,
all the time.
That has a milli too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have the drift with tall ups and all this. Yo, the tracks
Tyler
are
Free the
Janie.
Twins.
Yeah.
Free the Twins.
Yeah, they're making good music right now.
Yeah.
It's definitely popular.
I rate it. What's y'all DMs look like when it comes to the fucking shorties? What's the craziest DM a shorty's ever sent you?
They're annoying, bro.
They're birds.
I just have my one shorty that I just talked to, and like, the rest of them I just leave them on the. There's like the 99 plus messages.
Yeah.
Just leave them on the 99 plus. I don't even allow it. I just don't even decline it. I just made them stack and shit.
The 99 plus stays there.
I pre, but I don't answer. I pre, but I don't answer.
I'm like, I don't.
Anytime I go back in it, it's new. It's more like different shit.
Like I see it in the 99 plus.
I see every message.
I see it in the 99 plus, but I just don't. I just don't press it.
Who was the person who said that dude McFly.
What about him?
He was getting pussy pics.
Bro.
No hello,
just
yo,
random.
I love your shit. Just boom, that's the Did y'all get those in the DMs?
That's some crazy shit. Like, you wouldn't even hear
that's it. That's fucking, the message is fucking says like blurry. You have to press it first, right? And when you press it, then it's just a crazy shit.
And then boom!
this message is blurred for your safety.
Bear much.
Huh? You can get some good ones, you can get some shit ones.
Oh, yeah, man. Right?
That's crazy. We're not, no, because I'm saying
that's rockstar lifestyle,
right?
Bro.
Right now, I came out with fucking zero followers. My shit's like about to be at 20K followers, you know?
That's so lit.
Not even 2 months, not even 60 days.
Trust me, this guy came out and passed me in followers. Passed everyone, like. Sad.
Oh, man. So, what's the plan to attack for 2019? Because you, Burner Bands, you got the mixtape that's out right now.
He's going to drop a video or a track for every month.
You're going to drop a track every month.
Nah, look out for Vanisher.
I have a mixtape coming out right now, too.
Vanisher the mixtape.
Mr. Vanisher the mixtape.
Vanisher?
Yeah, Mr. Vanisher.
Okay.
Vanisher.
Mr. Vanisher, yeah.
Houdini.
Yeah, I have a
what
tape.
What do you got coming up?
I have a mixtape tape coming out next month on the 13th.
Okay.
My shit's right there. Pass that.
Because somebody spoke very highly about you in another interview that I did. I was talking to the Cash Feelings guys, right? And they're like, we're talking about guys who are next to blow in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yo, low key, watch for Houdini, eh? Houdini's sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, Cash Feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, Houdini's hard, bro. That's why even like the auntie preview I have, I dropped it, and they know that Houdini's on it because I say it's me and Houdini on the course. Yeah. So they already know that.
You're going crazy,
like, right?
Yeah.
I give them like half my verse, and I just heard it's crazy, but they don't even hear Houdini, but they know that Houdini's already hard, so just, that's why they're feeling for it so bad, you know?
They're prepped for it.
Yeah, they're crazy, bro. They're crazy for it.
One question I have for you, YG, the drip. Okay, I see you very. You make sure that you let the people know that your drip is right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, respect on my drip, family. I already know that. They call me Swagman, family. That's since forever, you know?
This guy been swaggy. He's official swag. Before you even drop videos and
before
shit.
Before all of this shit, before rapping, before we're on camera, before all of this shit, you know? Just as a little kid, I've been that guy, you know?
How do you get your sense of style?
I just fucking just put it on. Like, I just know what to wear. I just know what to buy. I just got what I like, you know? When I was a kid, CW Jeffries after school, I used to fucking, those times when we were kids, like, we used to do crazy shit. Like, we used to go and, like, steal bare clothes and shit, you know? Like, we're little kids, like grade 9 and shit.
Yeah.
I used to go, like, 100 of us, like, all of us, 100 kids and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to, like, Lids, like, Foot Locker, all the spaces, and, like, take everything and
mob it,
yeah, and leave and shit, you know. Like, just on a bond one thing, you know.
Yep.
I had to just leave and
just
shit.
Run it.
So after school and shit, I used to fucking roof my fitted. The whole school used to chase me after school.
Mm.
After school, everybody's trying to chase fucking YG because they know he's gonna fucking roof his fitted after school. Fresh afternoon, still has the stickers on it. Oh, I'm roofing in everybody's face. The next day, I'm coming to school with a new one, you know.
Okay.
Do shit like that, you know.
You ever planned on starting your own fashion line and stuff?
Yeah, you know, we have BFR, you see BFR hats and shit. We have like BFR,
tell them your merch.
BFR clothes, we have some merch coming and shit too, you know, but it means Mr. Vanisher mixtape.
Okay.
This letter is dead. You have a next letter?
Let's see here. I
don't smoke blunts, you know, I only smoke Graz and Ziggs.
Oh.
I'm done with the blunts.
Yeah. I'm
you ever try hemp wraps?
Nah, never.
See?
These aren't bad.
That's
right. Social media wise, right? I see right now
when I go on live, I got top live. People don't even get that. It's like special. My if I show you how my Instagram page looks,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look like no one else's Instagram page.
Oh, yeah. You're about to get the check mark.
Mine doesn't have it has like different format.
Okay.
Like the page looks different.
People say that you're trolling. That's what people are trying to tell me in my
life. I'm not even trolling though. I'm just getting at just saying real shit. I'm just saying like shit that people like don't want to say to people that people are scared to say. Like,
Just
been waiting somebody to say. I'm just saying it to them now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying what I want to say at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And people are just, it's not like I'm getting at people that like they don't try to fucking talk to me or try to dick ride me. Like I'm getting at people that like bother me and shit, that annoy me and shit, like that this is just a way to ease them off of me. Like,
yeah.
I don't really fuck with you, nigga. Like, you're a peon. Beat it that way, you know?
No one
wants to be a peon, bro.
No one wants to be a peon. That's not a good category to be in, yo. Yeah. So, last couple questions. Because I see with your style, right? You drop real shit, but like I said earlier, you're having fun with it, right? So describe that style to me. Like, describe like how you do it.
I just have my own style, you know. At the end of the day, that's why people I think focus on me too, right? And people like my shit because
yeah,
I just talk shit. I have my own way. I don't care what to say. I just say anything. But I just freestyle. Like, these last couple of songs that you see me in the studio, I just go in there, just hands on my headphones, no pad, no pencil, no phone, just freestyle.
So what do you do for selecting your beats? What do you like? What kind of beats do you like?
Right now, I like fucking like guitar, like should I some Gunna type beats, you know? That's not like that Gunna little baby type shit. I like trap beats, I like any type of beat. It doesn't really matter. I could go on any beat. Any beat that they play me, I could go on at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm freestyling it too. That's the best thing that I like about freestyling too. When you're writing something, it's, you're trying to write it and you're trying to like fucking make your words fit. Like when you're freestyling it, you're just rapping on this beat. Like you have, your freestyle is more better, you know? It fits to be more better type shit.
I have a question for you, Brother Vance. Okay, since you started, like, from our last appearance on the show, like, that was like about a year or so ago, right? I remember in that appearance you were like super like low key on camera, right? And for like people had to like,
you didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, and then you started dropping music, and I'm seeing you in the videos, and I'm like, you're way more outgoing. Like when I see him in the videos, then like then in that interview, you know what I'm saying? And then I really started to see your personality.
How I am, though.
So is it because you were just in that time, just being reserved in that video, or doing the music and getting more into the scene?
I just came more like, you know, for FB's interview, you know. Sure, I was rolling with him. It wasn't really like, I wasn't even thinking like to even really talk much on the interview, you know.
It was very, because it was crazy to me, because I'm just like, this motherfucker that was just laying in a cut, when I start seeing the tunes and I start
getting,
I'm
told like, us. He's like, watch. They're like, watch. They're like, watch. They're like, watch. Just watch. We're gonna drop some fire on your head top right now. When you guys are ready, just watch. Because remember, they were just about to drop the mixtape with all of them, the Northside mixtape.
Yeah.
Right? And then, boom, he came with the North Korea. Then they came with the track after that. And then the Drift. And then now this. Now the Compact Burning mixtape. And then the Houdini track. So it was bubbling. So he's probably right there. He's like he said, I came for FB, you know. Now he's like, yeah. My time on bubbling, people know who I am more. So, boom, I might as well come back again and make a statement this time.
What's your highlight?
I came with YG now, you know?
Yeah, I know you came with YG, but you, like, obviously, you know what I'm saying? But it was like.
Yeah, he has to come again. This time he has to get his own fucking interview. Just burn it back.
You know, see me coming with gang though, though, every time.
Even when burn back comes in, you're gonna still see the gang coming through the same way.
We don't expect, I'm
waiting for the right time, but I'm not waiting too long, because I know if I wait too long, Burner's gonna be so fucking popular, I ain't gonna be able to get onto this nigga. I'm gonna be like DMing this nigga and be like, oh, I'm in Paris right now, dog. Already. I can't fucking run through that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But 2018, what was your highlight? What was your biggest highlight of 2018, all three of y'all?
Me, I was on the run and I got arrested and I came out all in fucking 2018.
Dope.
To be honest. Yeah, that was because you got caught in the States, they extradited you.
Yeah.
And then you still dealt with all your trials here and boom, touch road.
I didn't go to trial, I went to prelim.
Oh.
Nice.
Walk the box.
They went through the whole prelim though.
That's beautiful.
But then, like, at the end, the crown dropped it, and I just walked out of the box. So,
sick. Burner Bands, your highlight of 2018?
I have a lot of memories, you know? There's a lot of highlights. I probably won't remember the biggest highlight, but a highlight definitely was when Big Bro Press brought the Man of Mode on tour, you know? That was a big thing right there.
Yeah, same shit for me too. Like, brought me to fucking, he made me fucking perform my breakup fest with Kelly, and fucking Lil Uzi, Playboy Cardi,
and like
hell of niggas were there, and I got to perform there too, me and Presta. So that was
sick.
Good too, you know?
Sick. Yeah. And what about you, Houdini?
Yeah. Fucking. Let me say two.
Yeah, okay, it's good. Yeah.
When I went to LA, seeing all these fucking. Going to LA in the studio, like all those celebrities and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking making music with my homie and shit. Fucking just doing shows, and that was lit.
You did a show in LA?
No, not shows in LA, but like in Canada and shit. Okay. It's pretty lit.
Dope.
I wasn't even nervous and shit. I was ready.
Dope.
Another thing too, I want to say too, niggas be like talking about the gang and chains and shit. Like, they don't know, like, the gang have like a fucking million chains and shit in the gang and shit.
Yeah.
Chain gang, certified chain gang.
The original fucking chain gang. We have more chains than the whole city put together. Just our hood, we got more than that. Fucking everybody, to be honest.
You guys have some of the nicest fucking ice pieces that I've seen in a fucking long time. I'll tell you that. No cap.
I'm going to get this shit bust down. I just picked this up like 2 weeks ago, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, the camera's over
here. Next time you see it, it's going to be bust down.
You say next time it's going to be bust down?
Next time you see it, it's going to be bust down.
Either way.
Oh, okay.
Tennis.
Sorry, my bad.
They be watching.
Tennis diamonds.
Niggas be talking about jewelry and shit. Niggas jewelry should be garbage and shit.
Yeah, from time I seen President's video, has been big chains up.
Yeah.
That's just a thing about our neighborhood. I've been having a big chain since I was fucking 16 years old. I've been having a big freaking chain. Press have been having a big chain since he's fucking 13 years old.
He's driving around the BMW, the white BMW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TBH video?
I think so. It's an older video of President's video. Like, this is before he really went to the next level, you know what I'm saying? He's still doing his thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, I guess, priceless, just after priceless times or whatever, loyalty around, you know, like, but even then, like, see the man was iced out doing their thing.
We've been having jewelry and shit. Jewelry's nothing in the hood. Everybody has jewelry. Everybody. People that are just even behind the scenes that are even not even on camera just have jewelry. Just chains that you could never even been on camera.
Yeah. Well, we know the last interview, we got to see like the watch chains chain. Like in
there's
person.
Like
fucking, we're
like,
holy.
There's like 10 wasp faces. That's crazy. So much of them. Everybody has a wasp face. Even his mom has a little small one.
Dope.
His brothers have one. Everybody has one.
Dope.
The police took mine from me. I had one myself, you know?
That's crazy.
It's held hostage in the States.
Yeah. Well, I want to hold y'all for a moment, right? We got something that we have called Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Let me just run a quick song here. You keep the cameras rolling? Right, I'm going to start it. I'll bring us back with some tunes here. This is a tune, and y'all can't hear it in the
humble.
My bad.
Waiting for space.
Waiting for God to come through.
Disrespect, yo.
Turning that water to wine. Turning that wine into honey.
So shout out.
I remember when I didn't have the means.
Geek Van Der Beek.
I remember waking up.
Track is called Celebration.
Going to work with no sleep. Much sauce, dripping like a boss. Money flies away, but never stays away. Then I feel good, Michael Jackson sway. I was born a winner, fuck what they say.
Yeah, the
rhymes
that told you know your mind, know your levels. Yo, intuition.
Oh, shit.
Poetry, two poetry books on my right now.
That is the way.
Yeah.
So, we're back with our Smoke and Mirror segment. We're having a good time here. We have our
you guys should invite me down here more often, man. We
have a good time at the We Love Hip Hop podcast, you know what I'm saying?
So, with
it. For the people who are just tuning into our Smoke and Mirrors right now, we have Jelly 2 Fly. Wow, we just had a sick interview with her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and our co-host of the evening that we have here, let me take out the speaker. Our co-host of the evening that we have here, and introduce yourself to the audience.
I'm Alicia, a.k.a. Black Rose, a.k.a. that rose that comes from the cement. See, now I'm feeling nice now, so I have to, like, boost my top a little.
You see, that's what the energy does.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm from Vibe 105. And the show that I'm on is called The Plug. It's a hip-hop show. It's every Monday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So you don't know. Shout out to Big Jack. Shout out to Bozak. Shout out to Young Dez. I forgot about Young Dez.
Young Dez is
my little baby. There, yes.
So. I've been there a few times.
Y'all
got to
invite me over there. I'm just saying. So,
wait, I showed you the proof, eh?
Yeah, that was 2013.
See, no, and that's the thing about it. Like, a lot of Toronto artists can't say shit to us, dog. Everybody's been on our show at least once.
Y'all been showing support, man. Y'all been showing support.
Yes.
I've been there a few times. We won't talk about that last time I was there.
If you want the footage, yeah. But the one thing I do have to say though, for female rappers, I know this is like outside of the box, we're really looking for more female artists to come on the show, because I find like the industry.
Well, there's a lot, man. There's a lot.
Where are they? Because every time we message, there's nothing happens.
Ghanaian
so
accent.
What I'm trying to say, but
there's a lot, man. You know, you guys did Nana, right?
Who?
Nana Goody.
We had an interview with Nana Goody last year.
Yeah.
What about Badass? Y'all ain't do Buck?
We had Queen
Umbrella. We're looking forward to having Badass Bucks on the show very soon.
Lola, you feel me?
Lola, I actually took her information, so I'll be messaging Lola. Man, I liked her flow. She was like, I like that little gangster shit. She's like,
which Lola? Cute. Lola Buns?
Lola Buns. Yeah. I took her information, so I will
Roots
be...
Roots K. She's okay. Hard.
I'm not up on Roots K.
Listen, man, I'm going to put y'all on some
game. Yeah, please, help me out.
The rundown of the lady MCs.
Who, like, who else? Man.
Those are like the ones off the top.
Okay.
Like, shout out all of them, because, like, you know, and then there's like, there's Shorty a lot Raw. Of like singers too, though, you know. My homie Day, she sings, you feel me? She was just on The Launch. Shout out Day, you feel what I'm saying? And then there's Tamara Madison, there's Savannah Ray, you know.
Okay.
These are like women that I like. We done been out here years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, like, I'm even embarrassed as a woman that I don't even
like,
know.
You know,
everybody.
The whole sorority, like, they, you know.
Oh, shout out sorority.
Yeah,
man. Shout
out
to
Boogie. She's been on our show before.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
Yeah, she has been.
Okay. Yeah, sick. So, man, you know, all the women, man, there's so much more. There's so many more, you know. Like, there's a lot, man. It's just, I feel like, but we coming, you know. And I feel like the time is when... Everybody evolves in their own way, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it just so happens when the universe aligns, like, everybody gonna start coming out, boom, 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 boom. If they still with it, you know what I'm saying? So, man. But check them out, man. They hard.
Well, our Smoke and Mirror segment that what we do here is like, we talk about a lot of new segments.
Okay.
We try to keep it hip hop, and we try to keep it Toronto for the most part. So, I'm gonna skip past one of these. I'm gonna skip past the sex trade worker one. Okay, because there's a story that's going on with that.
Let's go to the next.
I mean, let's talk about it.
That's serious. But so I'm gonna go back to it.
Oh,
but
okay.
We'll start light.
All right.
Toronto Maple Leafs suing Snoop Dogg's cannabis brand logo.
Oh, is it?
But he isn't that well teeth the dab leaf, man.
I'm gonna pull up the picture.
It looks the fucking same.
Let me pull up this.
Okay, but is that? Is it a weed leaf?
It is a weed leaf, but come
on. So then how you going to say it? Or did the Maple Leafs take the weed leaf?
Nah.
Sorry, my internet's taking super long for the shit to pull up, but boom.
Come on.
Come on. And I'm not trying to put Snoop out there, but it is kind of close there.
Leafs by Snoop. Oh, yeah. And you know Snoop be in Toronto a lot, man.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
That nigga took one hit of that blood and said, oh, yeah, I know what to do.
He said, ooh,
he thought he wouldn't get caught. but he
knows what's up. Like, he's familiar.
Snoopy.
But I mean, like, every idea is a stolen idea. I'm saying, so you gotta keep that.
I'm saying,
he's not gonna.
It's
win.
Not the same.
Every idea is
because his is a weed
idea.
Leaf and theirs is the maple leaf, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah,
it's close as shit. When I saw that, I was like, a lot.
I wanna be there for Snoop and be like, nah, man, y'all are trying to get my man Snoop. But then when I pulled up, like, shout out to Savvy, you know what I mean? She put this in our list, and I pulled it up, and I was like, I was waiting to be like, fuck no.
Yeah.
And I looked and I was like, I don't know,
but
man.
Every idea is a stolen idea.
But the Maple Leaf is boosting a little bit, though. Like, relax. Like, come on. Like, people.
They caught wind of this shit. They were like, yo, I want our bag.
Do you know that every single.
They need Instagram likes.
Well, the thing is, the Maple Leaf doesn't even need the hype. I went to the opening game.
They're doing some shit right now.
Packed.
Yeah, they're doing some shit.
When it's time for the break, I don't know what it's called, but I was something. Yeah. The whole thing. thing was gone. Like, everybody went and bought drinks. So, on top of them making money with the tickets, they're making money off of drinks, snacks, everything.
But, you know, ain't they, like, the highest paid, like, team? Second highest paid?
And they have the most loyal
highest paid bracket.
We had that conversation earlier.
Hell yeah.
Off camera, Sav and I, we were saying that I was saying the Leafs was the highest.
Yeah.
She was saying that is the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually the New York Rangers.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, and then the Leafs are second.
She says, so stern, like, yep, I did my research.
See what happens when you do research? See what happens?
Exactly.
Right? And then the Montreal Canadiens, shout out Montreal, number three.
Okay.
Shout out to Snoop. You know, hopefully, hold your head.
At the end of the day, man, he didn't know what to get it, man. At the end of the day, you gotta keep on going, right? So, fuck.
That guy doesn't, he looks completely unbothered. Like,
he is unbothered.
He doesn't get mad.
You know, he smoke weed as fuck it. He smoke weed every second of the day. That's, he said, fuck like, it. Every
that shit didn't work out. Fuck it. I'll get on
fuck
next
it,
day.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But these Toronto sex trade workers. Okay.
What? So, what's the deal with that?
So, they're saying that since Backpage has been shut down.
Sorry. No. So a lot of people lost jobs. It was a serious situation.
It's not only that. They're saying that it's
it was serious.
It's not safe for the women who are in the sex trade by choice to work because sites like Backpage, Leolist, and stuff like that have been shut down. And because they've been cracking down on stuff.
They shut down Leolist too?
Yeah, they shut down Leolist.
What's Leolist?
See, Jelly be in the know because I didn't even know until I did my real research. I was like, Leolist? What's this?
Same thing as Backpages?
It's probably Get Some Hoes.
Yeah, it was the same. I'm like,
no, not this.
Here? So, what are we talking about? Like,
what it is, the complaint is there's two different things.
Yeah.
The authorities and whatever are cracking down on these things because of, you know, people who are putting women into the sex trade game. Against their will,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Human trafficking,
okay.
Things of that nature. Okay. So that's why they're like, we need to crack down on these sites.
Yeah.
But then there's women who are in the sex trade by choice.
Yeah, and need those sites.
And need these sites because it's safer for them to use these sites than to be standing on the road.
Yeah.
But so they don't have pimps anymore? Like, how does this work?
Well, that's the thing. Pimps are not a safe thing neither because niggas slap the shit out of them and fucking keep all their money and they don't even get to use none of their money.
I mean,
so Backpages was a way for them to actually
independently
be their independent own business. Mm. But how safe was it? Because you can do this on Backpages and just, you know, connect with someone and go to the house. But a guy can do anything to you. Like, who's going to protect you? Like, Backpages has an alert.
Yeah, but you got to understand, too, though, when it's through, like, the technology and it's documented, it's traced.
Mm.
So that's just the safer security blanket to be like, yo, if anything ever were to happen, at least they could be like, ooh, if they call in my number, whatever they may use, whether it be their phone or app, whatever, all that shit is traced.
And that was one of the complaints that the woman is saying. She said
that's the security blanket of that.
They said that one of the things that they have in the Leo list is like a tracer to show that if this person has ever had any cases that were like human trafficking and stuff like that,
or sex offenders. Oh.
So they can't, if they were, that red flags them and then they can't purchase.
They can't be a member.
See,
you know,
like, that makes sense, but I'm on the fence with it because with the Backpages, there's a lot of underage girls.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying this. Look, let me give you that are not wanting to be
right, and they're forced into it. Like some girl came.
But
to
that's
school.
What the argument is, right? But at the same time, it's like, okay, well then they have to do more investigation on what's on it, as opposed to just shutting the whole shit down.
Mm.
You dig what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you shutting down something that's feeding people willingly. They want to be doing that shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a part of life. That's what they want. So you can't just say, not here. Now
it's
I'm
the
gonna
oldest
tell
profession.
You, I'm subjecting you.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm subjecting you straight to this corner of the streets.
Yeah.
So we ain't in the 80s.
Backpages is gone. Leo List or whatever.
Now
is
they
gone.
Just shut
so
down.
So how are they making their money through Instagram?
Instagram, Snapchat. Walk back to the corner.
What corner?
And then when they go to the corner, that's when they meet the pimp.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Don't judge me.
No, no judgment.
This is a safe space.
It's a safe space. And like, I'm a ex street nigga, so I've been around
these
things.
I can't say there's any confidentiality because
we on YouTube. But like, I'm an ex street nigga. Like, I know the dimensions of the game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a pimp or an ex pimp, but I've been around this game.
Yeah.
Right, and I see like, it's fucked up because they're necessary, because they're going to be the ones who are going to stop that girl from getting kidnapped when she's standing on the fucking corner, because he keeps on doing his rounds.
That is a form of a security blanket.
Yeah. And when she got to go to some fucking room somewhere and do business.
It's safer to know somebody's on call as opposed to I'm out here by myself.
Yeah. Oh. That might have to come with consequences if you have somebody who's a fucked up dude.
Right.
Right? Or chick. However, they have those websites and stuff like that where now they didn't need that. They could just do their shit independently. You know what I mean? Everything's screened. They can go check whoever they got to check and bada boom, bada bing.
Picture of the person's there and that's what it is.
But now, you know, so it's the thing that's going on in the scene right now. It's our Toronto thing.
So how are they making their money then? Like, shit.
Back to the corner. Fuck. Back to the strip club.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of different things, you know. That's something that will forever be, you know, in circulation, in rotation.
Yeah.
That's not like it might have hit a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But that's not like it took a major effect to like the game.
Mm. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? But like they just want adjustments pretty much.
Yeah, like that kind of like just hit like, damn, now I got to kind of figure out a different way to get my hustle keep, you know what I mean? But the hustle's still going to move.
Super facts. Yeah. Let me see. One more last thing I want to bring up here. Toronto rap beef. Okay, I was gonna hold it, and I was like, "No, Okay, Toronto rap beef. It's been getting a little thicker lately. Okay, pause.
That's thick.
Mans are jumping on IG, hitting each other up, calling each other all kind of names and stuff like that. Is it real or is it capping once people start getting on IG together?
In this day and age, is it? How like, can it not be real?
Though? Do you really have an issue with another rapper if you guys are willing to get on IG Live together? And I'm not just saying only Toronto. I'm saying Toronto because Toronto's doing right now.
Toronto's doing it because that's what we're seeing.
And it takes effort to do the live, eh? I did a live last 2 weeks ago.
It takes a lot of effort.
And it's hard. Because you have to make sure your angles are the same and everybody has to be. So what it are you takes a lot to, so of effort. Tickling me right now? So
it's like you got to sit there, adjust your phone, put it up a certain way, make sure it don't fall. You feel me? Yeah. And you getting yourself prepared for somebody you don't even fuck with, you don't even like.
You have beef with.
You preparing yourself. You feel me? To show the world that y'all two is on. That you might as well squash the beef and talk.
Yeah.
Facts. What's the point of the beef? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, like, I stay out of all that politics because I'm not dying for no nigga.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I'm not dying for no nigga. For what? You get what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, bro, like, you going to get, like, with the fucking Trippy Red, 6ix9ine, all them niggas, everybody.
All 2018, that's what's been going on.
That's all they did.
They've been back and forth. Mans are like, yo, pull up, just put the Addy. Right? And this is in the South, in the States. The rappers been doing that shit.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to see it happen here.
That's all they did.
It's crazy.
But it's because of what we've been doing that, though, from back in the day. We've been, like, reenacting everything the fuck we see.
Yeah.
We've been doing that.
So you say Toronto's on some follow fashion things still.
I'm not saying that because we still have our own
We have our sound right now.
Our own ooh-ah-ah-ee, you dig what I'm saying? But a lot of what we see comes from
what we have already seen already.
A lot of what we do, comes from what we see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just because it's like, oh shit, okay, them niggas is doing it. Remember, like, the shit, these celebrities and all that shit that people idolize and all that, it's like, what we see them doing, it's like, okay, well, fuck, them niggas did it. We could do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this nigga. I'm going to get on live with this nigga. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's wild. I just wanted to put that into the air. Comment, gang. Let me know what y'all think below, okay?
It is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like at the end of the day, niggas will be hiding anyway, so the easiest way is to, like, get on live with a nigga.
But even if you get on live,
That's the day and age that we live in.
But what is that really going to prove, though? Like, okay.
It's not. It's going to be a Soulja Boy and Famous Dex type of argument.
Like, fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck that. Like, where
look at my chain. Look at my chain. Look at my stomach.
Look at my tattoos. I got 10. I got 20.
Oh,
I got 25. Like, like Soulja Boy too is like, wow, he's getting on that.
He knows, but he's a smart kid. He know what the fuck he doing. Hey, Soulja Boy, he a grown man now. He know what the fuck he doing.
The biggest comeback of 2019.
No, he did not.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's just, well, yeah, for 2019, yes, I would say that.
Super facts.
Yeah, we're talking about him right now.
Facts, he did.
Yeah.
So let's wrap it up. I want to get everybody's social medias and stuff. Wrap it up, gang. Well, I don't know. I can't call it. I can't call it. I'm not one to talk about that type of shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Subscribe button. Just hit that red button, man.
Smash that subscribe button. Smash that like button.
Smash that.
But let's get your social medias. Let me know. Let the people know where to find you as far as social media wise and where all your music is and stuff.
Everything is Jelly Two Fly. You know, I like to keep it straight. Well, not all the way straight, but you know, I like to keep it going smoothly. You feel what I'm saying? So everything is Jelly Two Fly, man.
All across the board.
Instagram Jelly Two Fly FP. That's the fan page. You know, Google, YouTube. Nothing really new on there except for the last two records I had dropped last year. You know, but. You know, it's coming. I'm working on two poetry books as well.
Okay.
You know, getting into this acting stuff too. So, dope. You know. And then again, shout out Lifted by Purpose, man. That's like my.
Dope.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to put that the links for Lifted by Purpose in the description.
Yeah, we range from the age 16 to 29. However, it's like we got like 19 to like 30 something in there right now, so it's like it don't really matter, man. It's like we don't say no, you know what I'm saying? Dope. And again, if you can't make it, we can get you there. So
dope. Thank you, Malaysia. Let the people know where to find you.
Wow,
Black Rose
coming from the concrete. Huh? You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, MELBLK Rose, and then you can follow our show, The Plug 105.5 on Twitter and Instagram.
Look out for Jelly on The Plug coming
She's
soon.
She's gonna come through. Scene. Done though.
Yeah. Scene. Yes.
Gonna have some music.
I got you. I got you.
Thank you for coming through. Too, you know what I'm saying?
I know. I honestly feel honored that you guys actually think I'm cool enough to be on this actual podcast. So.
Hey, listen.
I appreciate how y'all bringing me here, man. For real, right? For real.
Mel is an actual professional at this interview stuff. I'm just winging the shit, man.
Nah, you got it, man. You got it.
We're going to wrap it up. You're ready.
I got my cues. I'll be doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? But y'all make sure to hit me across the board. All social medias. That's Friday Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit up my website. I just dropped a new episode or a new entry of my blog, The Sober MC. So my website is Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Make sure to hit up our website. The welovehiphop.ca website is back. It's crazy. It runs super fast. New stories on the daily. So make sure to hit that up. That's welovehiphop.ca. Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. Twitter, We Love Hip Hop Toronto. Got to make sure that I get that all the same just now. Just now. Don't worry. I got this. Mans are busy, fam. let's see here. I'm going to take us out with a tune from LB and Prince Don. It's one of the tracks that I mentioned earlier in our honorable mention. The track is called Ocarina. Let me put in the headphones so y'all can hear this here.
I come from a place where I stick you up like a little nigga.
Rewind!
100 bands on me, they stick out the fifth if you did. So we cool it and flip it. And yeah, I can see why you pissed, cause you're pissing. She liking the way I flip it. Keep on away from my bitch, I'm a switch. I told bro, we let her rip. Told bro to go make that shit take a trip. You can't afford to lose the next day. We can't afford to make an achievement. I'm from the fence, show you get how you live it. Watch how you act, you might lose a kid. I tell you this shit, we'll do for them kids. Yeah, I just look green, I just look spinach. We could hit you from an angle like polys, yeah. These niggas bored, they don't want real polys, yeah. These pains and grains, they fill in your body, yeah. These stains, they rain to wash off your cusses, yeah. Cash flow, they watching us, we some young bosses, yeah. We won't get out of here, we won't go shopping, yeah. I got a stick, keep